Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor of Fraser Church, and I'm excited for you to be joining us on the study of the book of Colossians. May the Lord bless and challenge you as we seek to know the Master so that we can live His mission.
This is day 25 of your new life. Our title today is Christ is Lord over Legalism. Charles Ryrie said, "Legalism is a fleshly attitude which conforms to a code for the purpose of exalting self." Our text today is Colossians 2, verse 16. "Therefore, let no one pass judgment on you in questions of food and drink, or with regard to a festival or a new moon or a Sabbath." Charles Swindoll gives the clearest explanation of Paul's words in Colossians 2:16. "Legalism always involves man-made rules and regulations enforced through guilt and shame. Legalists portray God as a severe judge ready to pounce at every infraction, and the leaders and teachers among the legalists have deputized themselves as God's agents to make sure everyone toes the line. The threat of legalism probably came not from the emerging Gnostic teachers, but from Paul's original heel-nippers, the Judaizers. These men wanted to soften Paul's radical emphasis on grace and liberty, mixing the Old Testament law with the New Testament gospel. They believed the stipulations of the Mosaic law, or at least some of them, were still in force for the Christian as a rule of life. In response to this brand of old-fashioned legalism, Paul gave a brief but crushing critique. He instructed the Colossians to stand against anyone who would judge them regarding dietary laws or feast days. Though the people of God under the Old Covenant were obligated to observe these rules and regulations as a part of their unique arrangement with God, these practices were merely a shadow of what is to come, the substance of which is Jesus Christ's person and work. For legalists to force the observance of these old rules and regulations on Gentile believers in Christ would be to go backward, mixing the old covenant with the new, grace with merit, faith with works. Paul's message for those threatened by legalism was simple: you're forgiven and free. Live like it. People criticize others based on outward rituals and observances. By doing so, they reveal the inward nature of their hearts. They look down their noses at what others are doing or not doing, while forgetting that God investigates the depths of their hearts. God knows the motives behind our thoughts and actions. Jesus is worthy to be worshipped because He is Lord. Don't let others distract you from who you worship based on how you worship. Remember that you are accountable to Christ. Consider these questions. In what ways do you let legalism slip into your worship of God? What does this do to your witness? Here are some comments from Brian Harbour on today's scripture. What are your thoughts on his remarks? Instead of loving God with all our hearts and loving other Christians as ourselves, we are often critical of other Christians because they don't follow our patterns of living the Christian life. These patterns are external standards which we have established as the proofs of spirituality. The Colossians were judged to be bad Christians if they did not do these things, and they were judged to be good Christians if they did these things. Join me in prayer. Lord, thank you for your law and thank you for your grace. Sanctify our understanding of both so that we can avoid the trap of legalistic thinking. We love you, Lord. Amen.